eyes when your eyes first met?
No, he had sunglasses on. I really couldn't see his eyes.
That's why he wears them.
Truck driver guy.
It's the guy.
Okay, so in your estimation, I should probably... The giveaway sign was the fact that I have a Packers license frame?
Yeah, that gave it away. You know, the Virginia plates. Sorry, I didn't mean to say that. But, I said, hey, maybe it is. And I looked over and I said, hey, I know that guy.
Okay,
and that's what I said.
And that tag number was... No.
No, I don't know all that.
Yeah, but he matched the picture in your wallet.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, my friend. Thanks. Nice seeing you.
Hey, I thought you said you can give me a prize.
Yeah, he said if you called, he'd give him a prize.
I did, that's right.
A restraining order.
And the prize is a TRO, my friend. No, hold on. Absolutely. Give you a prize. You'll get the $20 Tower Records gift card. Tower Records and Tower.com. Entertain yourself.
Thank you, guys.
Sounds like you do a good job of that, entertaining yourself.
Just moving down the road.
You have to when you ride alone.
That's right.
Well, my friend?
You have to when you ride alone. You got to do something going down the road.
Are you a long-haul trucker?
No, just local. I do Ocean City. Oh, God. Every day, so.
Now, why'd you say, oh, God?
That'd
be? What?
No, just that. Just, you know, all those tourists in the summer is just,
it's
just
tough.
Drive me
crazy. I would imagine it's tough this time of year working Ocean City.
Yeah, Jersey, it's just a little bit.
Run them over. Don kind of made your day.
Yeah, it was pretty wild. Yeah, I was like, hey. But I couldn't catch him. He had the hammer down.
I kept looking in my rearview mirror. Make sure I want to get through that next set of lights past the Jiffy Lube and the Burger King. I want to make sure that blue truck wasn't behind me.
Yeah, it's just the same thing. Go ahead, sir.
I told my wife, she said, you are such a retard.
Well, I would have to say...
that's right. Yeah, but you got him to go that fast. It's just like flushing out a pheasant.
Although, you know, it's really one of only the two times that I think you could get away with speeding. Now, I remember when Frida was having Bart, the water broke and Bart was premature. Mm. So I got to drive like a maniac that Sunday morning to the hospital, praying that a cop's going to pull me over because you're going to say, wow, look what's happening.
Right.
So I did, I had it up like going 80 in a 55. Right. But I thought, now, if there's a speed trap ahead, and you know, there's a million of them out there, he's going to say, hi, you know, I'm picturing this one, I'm going to say in my mind, you may not know me, I'm a semi-famous radio announcer. And then I realized how ridiculous this sounds. Like I'm going to tell a Smokey Bear. Listen, a listener of my show is driving a blue truck and is
really... I was escaping a crazed fan.
I made it through the first light and then thought, whew,
yeah.
Goodbye to you.
And you took that right-hand turn down into a cornfield. Let him pass.
Can I tell you the truth? I did.
There's a dirt road.
I just made an early stop at that, boy, this will tie it all together, at that Last Chance Liquors.
Oh, yeah.
You know that white liquor store on the, and I don't mean white in
that's
like
the
it's
the one I always go to.
It's Rob's place, whites only. But it's a big white building, and right. it says Last Chance, although, you know, if you go another 10 miles, there's another one right there.
So it really did upset you. That's why you stopped to go. Got a pint bottle to take with you for the rest.
Just to calm my nerves, Mike.
Sadly, the only thing I need to know is, sir, do you ever fantasize about delivering something to Don?
No.
Okay, good. Then
thank
I think
you.
He's safe.
I'm not that stalkerish. No.
Gotcha. All right, my friend. Listen, thank you for the call.
Special
thanks,
delivery.
Thanks,
done.
Mike. Have a good day.
Rob was putting his own fantasy on you, sir.
That's
true.
Yes, that's it.
Hold on, just a second. Oh, that's
thank
funny.
You.
That's no fantasy.
No, well, it's become reality.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Again and again.
Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Hey, I was wondering when you're being chased by that truck. Was there like that famous movie? Was it The Chase? But that big black truck just keeps chasing, who is it,
Dennis
Perkins?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I think of that.
How about the one with C. Thomas Howell and Rutger Hauer?
Okay, and there's also two other ones I think of. There's Breakdown with Kurt Russell.
Oh, that's a great movie.
Not so bad, not so bad.
But hold on, there's one. Man, I was just on the tip of my tongue. There's one even better one about truckers. It's a crappy movie, but it stars Meatloaf and Patrick Swayze. I believe it is called Black Dog.
Oh, my God, yeah. I
haven't seen it.
Black Dog.
And, of course, Meatloaf is the heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Instant classic.
See you later. Yeah, instant classic. Right, so was your phone call. got a break. Now, Mike really had the exciting weekend.
Really?
I sure did. Really, you did.
Yeah,
come on, you did now, Jeff Fetter.
I got to talk about it.
We will. When we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You.
Dave.
Huh?
Dave.
54. Looks like we have an accident on the inner loop of the Beltway at 355 Rockville Pike. It's in the center, so you want to be stay to the left of that. Slow before Old Georgetown Road. Come to Lowe's and get a free $30 gift card when you purchase any walk behind mower of $2.99.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Let me put it to you this way. We've got maybe 25,000 very qualified actors that could have done the King of Comedy. We only have 5 or 8 guys that do what I do. The world needs our nonsense more than we need dramatic actors.
Right, Jerry. Yeah, right.
We should take some of those wonderful dramatic actors and teach them how to take a fall.
Right.
You're an idiot.
The Don and Mike Show. They can ruin a perfectly good quiet. Don and Mike.
Yep, we can. Oh, it's the last day in May. We're giving away a trip in May every day to Las Vegas, courtesy of Independence Air, flyi.com.
Say hey.
Don't forget your happy bag at independenceair.com. Last trip vacation. Trip vacation, we'll give it away on today's show. Forgot to mention the update on the cat is that the pheromone stuff that we're supposed to spray around the litter box.
Right.
It works.
Oh,
so
good.
Crisis averted.
So no more. That's good.
Crisis averted for the moment. Also wanted a shout out to Big Don O'Brien because when
he was down there again.
Well, when that trucker called, reminded me I was driving through Easton, Maryland on Saturday morning, going up to the Eastern Shore. That's why it's called Easton.
Right.
And Big Don, who used to work at WQSR in Baltimore, now works at a station there in Easton, Maryland.
Right.
And I felt for him.
Sure.
I felt for him. I'll tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday morning.
Right.
And I'm driving around, hitting the scan button, and I hear on a bad cell phone, "Hey, boy, this is Big Don O'Brien, and I'm down here at whatever the, Freddy's Ford, and we've got all kinds. We've got Pony. I'm not kidding you. Yeah. We've got hot dogs and all kinds of soda." $3,500 trade in anything today. Haul it, bring it in, tow it. Don't forget, if you want a free lunch, we got a free lunch for you today. This is Big Don O'Brien. I'd love to meet you.
There he goes.
Oh, dear.
Good guy. Always working. No matter what, he's always working.
Just, I thought, oh, God, there but for the grace of God, go.
Absolutely.
I hated
doing
this. You
can't be in this business and not think about that.
You got to go to a car dealership on a Saturday, on a holiday, Memorial Weekend. Mm-hmm. Your bad cell phone is crapping out.
We've all done them.
And I know that there was a guy that was just screaming at him, do this, do this, do this.
It's the owner of the dealership, Don. He wants you to sell this, that, and this.
And then as I got closer to Ocean City, I heard the best bad radio that I've heard in a long time on a station's 92 something. It's like a talk station.
Right.
It's the Rush Limbaugh station of down there. And on Saturday morning, I'm listening for the weather and stuff. And again, I'm listening to all the stations. And they say, now let's go back to Joe Blow, who's back on remote broadcast this morning. And it was this guy at a dealership for tractors and for lawnmowers. I guess John Deere lawnmowers.
Good business there.
And he's not on a cell phone. He's on a real microphone.
Mm-hmm.
He's on a wireless microphone. And I don't know if you've heard, like when Mike and I go outside or Joe goes outside, even if you have a wireless microphone,
kind of goes...
Right, the quality is always kind of hinky. You got to be right by the source where you can get beam the thing. And when you get out of range, it drops out totally.
Right?
So I'm listening. This is, 11 o'clock on Saturday morning. I'm listening to this guy thinking it's a show, but it's not a show. It's a disc jockey, and he's out at this guy's place, and they're talking about whatever the Cub Cab is that you can get for $1,500.
Right.
And he says...
Might be a Cub Cadet.
And here's what you hear. Yeah. This is exactly what you hear. Now, the quality of the mic is so bad. Now, thank you very much. We're out here. Now, this whole... And then it would just go... like that, because the disc jockey running the board back at the studio didn't know what to do. So there would just be big parts of... And then it would come back...
Because the guy back at the studio is probably a rookie.
So now the guy who's out of this doing his remote figures out he's got to move closer to where the transmitter is.
Good.
So he says, I'm here with Michael Mara, who runs the cabin. That one right over there, we're going to have to... Now, you guys, come over here. Come over here, Todd. Get over here. Come on over here. I'm listening. I'm wanting to call in saying, this is maybe the best radio that I've heard. Not a lot makes me laugh on the radio, but it was the guy, the bad disc jockey.
Right, I've been on both ends of those.
Who was trapped at this place on Saturday morning,
right.
And his only job was to bring the guy that owns the place, bring him over on the microphone, and let him talk about the goddamn lawnmower that he wants to sell.
The guy probably walked, turned around, and had his back to the unit.
However, the problem is... The lawnmower that they wanted to sell was out of range of the wireless microphone.
If you come over here...
So, what the guy, the poor disc jockey, whose microphone keeps breaking up, eventually as he gets closer to the transmitter for the wireless thing, he says, well, step on over and see if we can't talk to Jimmy about that Cub Cadet now. That Cub Cadet is way over there. And the guy says, the guy from the place says... But how can we talk about it? It's all the way over there. You told me not to be able to talk about it when I was standing right next to it. And that, you know, it's just, it's the worst.
But remote broadcast.
It's the worst, but it's the best.
And it's really the only way that these local stations do make their money is by having these remotes, right?
Yeah, and if Big Don was not feeling great about having to be at a car dealership on Saturday on a
right.
cell phone, I got news for you. It could have been worse.
The tractor always. Remote was worse.
You could have been a guy who was at the tractor remote going the wrong way with the microphone, and then just big splotches of nothing.
Yeah. Yep.
So, like, where at least the guy at the studio could have gone, we're having some kind of technical difficulty.
Well, it's probably a guy that's got more seniority that's at the location. He doesn't
right.
want to cut him off.
Well, I figured this out when I got home, and I was talking to some locals up there about the situation. The guy that I heard was the guy that's the morning guy,
mm-hmm.
who's also the general manager,
sure.
who also orders everyone to wear, even DJs,
right.
to wear ties to work.
And he's the justice of the peace.
And I guess it's his thing.
It's his jail.
He goes out to these dealerships,
right.
and he says, listen, you want the radio station Saturday morning? You got it.
Right.
You got. I'll come out. You want to sell it? I'll do it.
That's how they do it. Right?
I'll do it.
I'll do it for ye.
So,
it's all ye.
Hi there, Big Don, and good luck.
God love them.
Those Saturday gigs, they suck.
Yes, they do.
They suck. And, you know, and then you get through on the other side, and you're thinking, okay, now it's the week, and the weekend's over. You don't have to worry about doing that, and you don't now even have 24 or American Idol to look forward to.
No.
No.
You know,
yeah.
If you're like myself and you base your life around spending quality